You're listening to 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2, 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. Hey, everybody, I'm Erin Ivey, and I've taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. This hour, we are playing nothing but what I want to play. It's my KUTX. First up, I've got St. Vincent, Paris is Burning. This is Erin Ivey, singer-songwriter from Austin, Texas, and this hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio. We're playing songs handpicked by me. That was Paris is Burning by St. Vincent. And Casey Kasem style, I'm going to go long distance dedication on that one. That one's going out to Chef Loic of Cinnamon's Bakery, who has passed away unexpectedly, and we miss him very much. So a super long distance dedication. So jumping forward a bit, this next song is from 2010, and I'd like my next long distance dedication to go out to my hubby, AKA Mixer Rogers, who coincidentally has been DJing at the KUTX live events at Umami Mia every weekend. They're great. You should definitely check them out. And here's Sia with The Codependent. Love you, baby. I'm Erin Ivy, guest DJ on KUTX Austin. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the music I picked for you this hour. Coming up next, my principal vocal influence. And if I could only have one disc on a desert island, it would be this one. This album totally blew my mind. And it's probably the one that I've listened to the most in my entire life. And you can harmonize with the amazing Harriet Wheeler so many different ways. Here's a song called Goodbye from their 1992 release, Blind. Here are the Sundays. give me an easier life and a peaceful death. Harriet Wheeler singing with the Sundays. From 1992, it was a good year, I was 14 years old. Reminds me of being home in Annapolis. I wanted to sing like Harriet Wheeler. It was my dream. And actually, an earlier dream was to be Irene Cara. She was like it for me when I was, I don't know, 5 years old probably. And I would sing into my dad's dry erase pens as I danced around the living room to the soundtrack of a movie that I was not allowed to watch. To this day, I have not seen the whole thing still, but I know every word to the soundtrack. So right now, I just want to warn sensitive listeners that I'm about to throw something at you from 1983. And now is the time to put on your leg warmers. I give you Shandy Cinnamon from the Flashdance soundtrack. He's a dream.
He doesn't mean a thing to me. Just another pretty face to see. He's all over town, knocking on down, honey. I'd never let him next to me. He's the kind of guy who thinks he's smart. He's the type that always looks the part. He's so on the make, it's so hard to take, honey. Might never let him touch my heart. Lucky he just walked on by, 'cause he hasn't met a girl like me. And you kill him, well, I tell him that I'd rather die.
Does that bring back memories or what? I think that was from the scene where she gets water splashed on her, but I don't actually know for sure because I still feel like I'm not allowed to watch the movie. Hey, everybody. I'm Erin Ivy. I'm the guest DJ today on KUTX Austin, and I hope you're enjoying the songs that I have picked for us this hour. So the Flashdance music supervisor, if you didn't already know, was Phil Ramone, who unfortunately passed away this last year, and I had the great pleasure of meeting him. He was humble and kind and generous. And he actually engineered this next song as well. It was one of his very first gigs. Quincy Jones was producing, and he talks about how they were all together in one room recording it all live. And I think this singer was only 14 or 15 years old when they recorded this in 1963. This next song is called You Don't Own Me, and it's by Leslie Gore. It actually reminds me of camping at Civil War battlefields growing up on the East Coast, listening to my dad's battery-operated cassette boombox. And my brother and I listened to this over and over and over again. I think we probably warped the cassette after a while. It took many years of camping, and my dad would like pull over at every sign that could be something historical. So it's a scarring yet endearing memory for me. So here we go, Leslie Gore. From 1963, You Don't Own Me.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'd never stay.
Leslie Gore, 1963, I remember it well. Hey, it's Erin Ivey. I'm the guest DJ today on KUTX Austin. Hope you're having a good time. I'm having a great time. The radio is finally playing everything I want to hear. Like this next track, actually. This one, I'm going to go ahead and world debut something from my forthcoming album, which was also made a lot like those old records, all together, one take, in a room, mics bleeding into each other. I actually had the great fortune to be able to work with Tosca String Quartet on a project of lullabies and lightly dark fairy tales. We're calling it Whisper of the Moon. And if you like what you hear, you can support the project by pre-ordering it online. You can visit my website, erinivey.com. It's erinivey.com for all the details, video, pictures, et cetera, et cetera. We've got a Kickstarter campaign running until 2 p.m. Texas time on October 29th, 2013, of course. So if you're listening to this broadcast before then, check it out, erinivey.com. Here's Almanac from our 2014 release, Whisper of the Moon. This is the world debut, everybody. Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
Thank you.
Worldwide debut of a song called Almanac by yours truly, Aaron Ivey, with the Tosca String Quartet. If you like what you hear, check out aaronivey.com and get yourself a copy. Hey, I'm playing all of the music that I want to hear, and I'm so excited. I hope you're having a great time with me here today. There's so much great music recorded all together, one take, directly to acetate or whatever we're making records out of at any given time. Here's another one of my favorites. It's one of the greatest vocalists of all time, in my humble opinion. Recorded in 1936 with the Chick Webb Orchestra. Here's Ella Fitzgerald. When I get low, I get high.
Meet him tonight. I said, when I get low, oh, I get high. All this hard luck in this town has found me. Nobody knows how trouble goes round and round me. Oh, I'm all alone with no one to pet me. But old rocking chair ain't never gonna get me, 'cause when I get low, oh, I get high. Thank you.
Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb and his orchestra in 1936. This is Erin Ivey, and I'm having such a good time sharing some of my favorite songs with you. Hope you're enjoying it too. While we're on the jazz side of the moon, another one of my favorite vocalists is Rosemary Clooney. Just a few years ago, I bought her album with the Count Basie Orchestra at Waterloo Records, and I was so excited. I put it in my CD player when I got home and listened to it once through, and I was kind of disappointed because it wasn't the young Rosie. It was like a mature Rosie, and it wasn't quite what I was expecting, and her voice wasn't as elastic as it had been, and, you know, I was kind of disappointed. I was like, maybe I'll just take it back and get something else. And then I kept playing it. And then I kept playing it. And then I kept playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it. It is seriously one of the most spun records that I own. It's such a great record. It's called At Long Last. And it was released in 1998. Of course, Rosemary Clooney has passed on recently. But let's all remember her. This is her version of I Want to Be a Sideman.
I want to be a sideman, just an ordinary sideman, a go-along for the ride man, responsibility-free. I want to fill behind the vocal, double on flute, and jam on the blues. I want to go and join the local, buy a dark suit, start paying dues. I want to maintain my book in neatly numbered order. I want to listen to Lester Young on my recorder. I want to play while the people dance. I wanna press my own coat and pants. I wanna ask for an advance. I wanna be a side man. I wanna be a sideman, just a highly qualified man, a real professional pride man, old indispensable me. Now I can cut whatever comes up, fake and transpose, won't make a fuss. I wanna set the vibes and drums up, sight read the shows, sleep on the bus. I want to spend all my time with music and musicians. I wanna go out and grab a smoke on intermissions. I want to sleep in the afternoons and let the leader call all the tunes. I wanna be young, I wanna have fun, I wanna be a side man. I want to work for a superstar. I wanna hang in the hotel bar. I wanna be young, I wanna have fun, I want to be a side man.
Rosie Clooney. Such wisdom and precision in her delivery all through that record. That was definitely recorded all live together. She was there with the Count Basie Orchestra. I want to be a sideman. Well, don't we all? Anyhow, hey, I'm Erin Ivey, and I've taken over the studios here at KUTX Austin. And I'm really excited about it. I've got another familiar song for you. This one kind of reimagined by a local artist whose work I consider to be absolutely essential listening. So if you have not heard pianist, artist Eddie Hobezal, let me hip you to him. He arranged this Tears for Fears song in 7/4 rather than 4/4. Lucky me, I got to sing it. That extra beat that he took out is where you breathe. So here's me trying to breathe through this cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World in 7.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep,
masterful arrangement of Eddie Hobezal. That's off of his 2011 release, Kinetic. And I was fortunate enough to be able to work with him on that one. So now for something completely different. How about a classic song from a classic album? No pressure. I love this whole record. It's got such great songs on it. It's got Desperado, Love Has No Pride, Silver Thread and Golden Needles, which is the song that I almost chose to play for you today. But instead, I went with this next one, which is the title track. J.D. Souther wrote this one. Here's an amazing singer, Linda Ronstadt, from 1973, Don't Cry Now.
Don't cry now.
swear you can hear Glenn Frey singing in the harmony sections there. Listen again, I promise. Hey, this is Erin Ivey. I've stormed the castle and taken over the airwaves to play you some of my favorite songs this hour. Hope you're having a good time. It's sure awesome to have you with me. So one of my favorite tracks from one of my favorite singers, also produced by one of my favorite artists, Rafael Sadiq, from Tony, Tony, Tony. Here's the queen of hip-hop soul. She really needs no introduction. From 2005, her awesome record, The Breakthrough. Here's Mary J. Blige featuring Rafael Sadiq, I Found My Everything.
I found my everything.
Oh, that voice, that pocket. Where do you go from there? Where do you go from there? Mary J. Blige. You would have to go to a singer-songwriter who is like an international supermodel and crazy philanthropist and first lady of the largest country in Western Europe. You would have to go, just for a minute, to Carla Bruni.
Quand j'aurai tout compris, tout vécu d'ici-bas. Quand je serai si vieille que je ne voudrais plus de moi. Quand la peau de ma vie sera creusée de routes et de traces et de peines et de rires et de doutes, alors je demanderai juste encore une minute. Quand il n'y aura plus rien qui chavire et qui blesse. Et quand même les chagrins auront l'air d'une caresse. Quand je verrai ma main juste au pied de mon lit, que je la verrai sourire de ma si petite vie, je lui dirai, écoute, laisse-moi juste une minute. Juste encore une minute, juste encore une minute. Pour me faire une beauté ou pour une cigarette. Juste encore une minute, juste encore une minute. Pour un dernier frisson, pour un dernier geste. Juste encore une minute, juste encore une minute. Pour ranger les souvenirs avant le grand hiver. Juste encore une minute, sans motif et sans but. Puisque ma vie n'est rien, alors je la veux toute. Tout entière, tout à fait, dans toutes ses déroutes. Que ma vie n'est rien, alors j'en redemande, je veux qu'on m'en rajoute. 60 petites secondes pour ma dernière minute.
Carla Bruni, from her album Quelqu'un m'a dit, La dernière minute. That's one minute. That song is exactly a minute, and she's asking for just one more minute. So from the First Lady of France to one of Austin's first ladies, Patty Griffin. I first heard this song at home on winter break from UT. I was in Annapolis. I was outside of Gate 8 at the Naval Academy. And I was in my car driving along, and this song just arrested me. It killed me. And I drove straight to the record store, and I bought Living with Ghosts. Here's Let Him Fly, Patty Griffin.
Ain't no talking to this man. Ain't no pretty other side. Ain't no way. Understand the stupid words of pride. It would take an acrobat. I already tried all that, so I'm gonna let him fly. And things can move at such a pace. The second hand just waved goodbye. And know the light has left his face, but you can't recall just where or why. So there was really nothing to it. I just went and cut right through it. I said, I'm gonna let him fly. Tell me so. Took a while to understand the beauty of just letting go. Cause it would take an acrobat. I already tried all that, so I'm gonna let him fly. I'm gonna let him fly.
you listen closely to that track, you can hear sirens in the background. I think she recorded that one up in Massachusetts. It's off of her 1996 release, Living with Ghosts, the wonderful Patty Griffin. And as the lovely Patty Griffin says, you must always know how long to stay and when to go. Well, you've got it on 98.9 KUTX Leander, KUTHD2 90.5, and KUTX.org. We're community-supported radio from UT Austin. This is Erin Ivey. I've had a great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you this past hour. Please check out my new collaboration with Tosca String Quartet at erinivey.com. Hope you enjoyed the tunes, and thanks for listening. Stick around. We've got more great music coming up.